Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Luke chapter 1, verses 39 through 45 and 46 through 55. The Reverend Doug Gribenaugh is preaching. The broadcast to chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Our reading this day for the Festival of St. Mary comes to us from the Gospel of St. Luke in chapter 1, beginning at verse 39. In those days, Mary arose and went with haste into the hill country to a town in Judah. And she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the baby leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is this granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, when the sound of your greeting came to my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked on the humble estate of his servant. For behold, from now on all generations will call me blessed, for he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of humble estate. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his offspring forever." And Mary remained with her about 3 months and returned to her home. O Lord, have mercy on us. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
And now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
On this day, the church remembers Saint Mary, Mother of our Lord. And you might be asking yourself, isn't that a little bit too Roman Catholic? Why is this? Why are we celebrating a saint? Didn't the Reformation do away with all that? And in a way, you are right. So the Reformation did away with the cult of the saints, with the worship of the saints, but it didn't do away with the saints themselves. In fact, saints remain a very important gift to the church, for in them we see some of the finest examples of faithfulness toward God and fervent love for the neighbor. Inasmuch as you might have looked up to your parents, your older siblings, teachers, whoever it was that inspired you in your youth, well, so also in the church, we look up to the saints. For in holy baptism, we were made as little children in the family of God. The saints are elder brothers and sisters, the ones to whom we can look for an example of faithful and devout living in a holy household. But the Blessed Virgin Mary holds a special place in the household and among the saints, not as a mediator, the mediatrix, or an intercessor. No, those glorious tasks belong to Christ and to Christ alone. He who is our advocate with the Father, the propitiator of our sins. But St. Mary is special because in her and in no one else has God dwelt in such a unique, special way. She is what the ancient church has called the Theotokos, literally the God-bearer. for it was within her womb that God became flesh. Tiny little human being living there in her womb for 9 months, nourished and fed by Mary. It's an amazing thing that the Creator would join his creation. And as much as St. Paul might have said he could boast in the flesh, as he recalls in his letter to the Philippians, well, I dare say St. Mary can boast all the more. She is the mother of God. And yet boasting is not what she does, nor is boasting what St. Paul would have us do either. Recall what it is that Mary has spoken. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked on the humble estate of his servant. She magnifies the Lord, which is to say that she praises him. She recalls his wondrous deeds. She glorifies God and humbles herself. And that is why the Song of Mary is known as the Magnificat, Mary's hymn of praise, our hymn as well, because it magnifies, it praises the Lord. And in choosing Saint Mary, this humble little girl of no account, a lowly nobody, in choosing Mary to be his mother, and the woman in whom the promised seed of Abraham is conceived, we catch a glimpse of how God deals with us in his mercy. Because our Lord does not work through power and might. They are certainly his traits. They are his. Rather, God works in the most unexpected way. He works through peace and love, through submission, through sacrifice. He chooses what is foolish in the world to shame the wise, and what is weak in the world to shame the strong. It's what the theologians call that great reversal. The lowly Mary elevated to be the mother of God, mother of the second person of the Trinity, God's only begotten Son, begotten of his Father before all worlds, the one through whom all things were made. God empties himself, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. But more than this, Christ, the eternal judge to whom all creation must give account on the last day, is himself handed over to be judged by sinful men, condemned to death, even the death of the cross. And what was supposed to be that most great victory of Satan, the death of God, is in fact God's final and eternal victory. For with his holy, precious blood and with his innocent suffering and death, Christ has redeemed all. Redeemed you, a lost and condemned person, purchased and won you from all sin, from death, from the power of the devil, that you might be his own. That you might live under him in his kingdom, serving him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness. For the cross is where this great reversal reaches its fullness, with the great exchange, where Christ takes upon himself your sin, gives you his righteousness. And that's what St. Paul was talking about in his letter to the Galatians, another reading appointed for the festival of St. Mary. In Galatians chapter 4, but when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God. Our Lord Jesus Christ has humbled himself that he might exalt you. And you are so infinitely precious to him. That he would humble himself fully, that he would do anything, and in fact has done everything, to redeem you, to make you his, to win you back from sin, death, and the devil. That's what God thinks of you. It's enough to go to your head, but it is no empty praise. It is God's gospel truth for you. And thanks be to God. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.